CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 16th of July 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB, and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Ofcom consultation video guidance. World Radio Team Championships. RSGB coding activities. The RSGB has just released a video in which the RSGB spectrum and licensing expert Murray Nyman, G6JYB, explains more about Ofcom's consultation on updating the amateur radio licensing framework. This is the biggest revamp of amateur radio licensing and call sign policy in a generation. The video forms part of the RSGB's wider guidance for radio amateurs on this consultation. You can watch it on the RSGB's YouTube channel or on the Society's consultation webpage at rsgb.org/licensereview. The UK has been awarded the hosting rights for the 10th World Radio Sport Team Championships, which will take place in July 2026. Sometimes referred to as the Olympic Games of Amateur Radio, the WRTC is hosted by a different nation every 4 years. To find out more about this radio contest event, which will take place in East Anglia, see Whiskey Romeo Tango Charlie 2026.org. As part of the RSGB's commitment to encourage youngsters into amateur radio and to support lifelong learning, the Society is providing resources and creating coding activities for people to try throughout the month of September, from the BBC Microbit to Node Red and GNU Radio. There will be detailed activity sheets available on the RSGB's website. The RSGB hopes this will give you ideas to try yourself with your club or to use as a workshop at your local school or community group. Some clubs are already planning workshops, and there will be details of those on the website to inspire you too. Find out more at rsgb.org/coding. Each RSGB board director has a liaison role between the board and specific aspects of the Society's work. The general manager also has operational responsibilities. The RSGB's board webpage now has a list of the different responsibilities of the current board. The Society hopes that RSGB members will be able to use this as a guide to help them know who to contact if they have questions, concerns, or ideas about any areas of the Society's activities. You can contact each board director and the general manager by the email address shown by their name. Go to rsgb.org/board to find out more. A reminder now that every Thursday a global net called APRS Thursday takes place using the Automatic Packet Reporting System, also known as APRS, for 24 hours. For amateurs who have APRS equipment, it's an opportunity to explore the mode and make contacts with other stations join the net. The APRS frequency is 144.8 MHz in Europe, and each week between 300 and 500 operators take part in the net. Further information can be found via Alpha Papa Romeo Sierra Papa Hotel .net. Now for details of rallies and events. The McMichael Radio and Electronics Rally and Car Boot Sale is taking place today. The venue is Reading Rugby Club, which offers a bar and catering facilities and has ample free parking. Admission is £3 per person, £10 per table for traders. Visit mcmichaelrally.org.uk for more information and contact details. The Finningley Amateur Radio Society Rally will take place on Sunday the 23rd of July at Belton Road, Sandtoft, Doncaster, postcode Delta November 8, 5 Sierra X-ray. Doors will be open from 10 a.m. and a food bar will be available. For more information, visit Golf Zero Golf Hotel Kilo.com. Nearer to home, the Wiltshire Radio and Car Boot Sale will take place on Sunday the 30th of July at Kington Langley Village Hall in Plainfield, Kington Langley, Wiltshire, postcode Sierra November 15, 5 November Juliet. The event will start at 9 a.m. and finish at 1 p.m. There's a £3 entry fee. Admission for car booters is £10 and for vans it's £15. For further information, you can contact Chairman at chippenhamradio.club or look at chippenhamradio.club on the web. Now for special event news. Tynemouth Volunteer Life Brigade Watch House will be on the air on Friday the 21st of July using the call sign Golf Bravo 4 Victor Lima Bravo. The station will be active on the 60 to 10 meter HF bands and the 6 meter VHF bands using SSB and CW modes, QSL via Logbook of the World. For more information, visit qrz.com. And special call sign Tango Mike 110 Tango Delta Foxtrot is active until the 23rd of July to mark the 110th Tour de France. The station will be operating on the HF bands using SSB, CW and digital modes as well as 2 meters EME, QSL via F8GGZ. Now the DX News. A team of amateurs is active as Kilo Hotel 8 Romeo Romeo Charlie from Tutuia, OC045 in American Samoa until the 18th of July. They're operating using CW, SSB, FT8 and FT4 on the 80 to 6 meter bands from a mountaintop location within the American Samoa National Park. This will be the first ever Parks on the Air activity on the island. QSL via Club Logs OQRS or direct to KB2FMH. An Italian de-expedition team is active from the Democratic Republic of the Congo until the 18th of July. 9 Quebec 1 Alpha Alpha and 9 Quebec 1 Zulu Zulu are operating using SSB, CW, RTTY and FT8. See i2ysb.com/India Delta Tango for more information, including a band plan. QSL direct to I2YSB. And you can look for Peter Papa Juliet 5 / Papa Alpha 4 Oscar and add Papa Juliet 5 / Papa Echo 6 Quebec, who are active from St. Eustatius NA145 until the 18th of July. They're operating using CW, SSB and FT8 on the 80 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Now the contest news. Today, the International Low Power Contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC using CW on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands, the exchange's signal report serial number and TX power. On Monday the 17th, the RSGB FT4 contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using FT4 on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands, the exchange's your report. On Tuesday the 18th of July, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on 1.3 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. On Thursday the 20th of July, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 13th of July 2023. Last week saw the arrival of one of the biggest sunspots of this cycle. Active region 3363 could swallow the earth four times over. It's a source of M-class flares, but at the time of writing hasn't produced any X-class events. A new sunspot region, 3372, has just rotated into view and has also been the source of 8 M-class flares, one of which may have caused a coronal mass ejection that could give a glancing blow to the Earth this weekend. Watch this one for more activity as it rotates into an Earth-facing position. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has been hovering around the 200 mark, meaning daytime MUS over 3,000 km path around 21 megs, sometimes slightly lower, and at night this falls to around 14 to 18 megs, so don't write off HF once the sun sets. Next week, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center has a solar flux index around 175. While we've been lucky that Earth has not been subjected to too much geomagnetic disruption after any disturbance across the weekend, the Space Weather Prediction Center has forecast that the KP index will be around 2 again all week. So it may be ideal for DX like Silvano 9Q1AA, 9Q1ZZ in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, aforementioned, who's been active on 10 and 15 meter bands recently, or the KH8RRC, the expedition to American Samoa, which is active until the 18th. Remember, there is DX to be worked. You just got to pick the right band and time. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The predominant theme this week is driven by low pressure systems, meaning further days of heavy rain or thundery showers and a distinct lack of tropo from areas of high pressure. However, there's a split in the different models view for southern Britain later in the coming week, in which some try to build a ridge across southern UK and France from the Azores High. Check the forecast charts from Wednesday onwards to see which version wins. In the meantime, the heavy rain will continue the recent good run of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. Sporadic E will probably continue to be a feature on most days, somewhere in Europe. Last Wednesday night saw another good opening to Newfoundland. Remember that there are plenty of online clusters and map plots showing where the focus of activity is located. Each day a blog is published on propquest.co.uk detailing the locations of likely sporadic E activity, based on the positions of various weather features suspected of being responsible for the location of sporadic E patches. The recent behaviour of the sun has regularly affected the prospects of VHF propagation by interaction with the Earth's magnetic field, giving a high KP index above 5, which can be a sign of auroral conditions. A high KP index is potentially a bad thing for sporadic E prospects, some operators suggesting that it's possible that solar flare activity may also be a negative influence on sporadic E. Meteor scatter prospects continue to improve due to 2 broad peak showers coming up later in the month. This weekend sees maximum moon declination, but losses are high as we approach apogee next Thursday. 144 makes sky noise is moderate until Monday, when the sun is close to the moon for the whole day's pass, lasting until 9 a.m. on Tuesday. After this, sky noise is low for the rest of the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Now for the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the online amateur radio community holds a virtual social night called The Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see OscarAlphaRomeoCharlie.uk. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday by Zoom. Go to the website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for my region of the southwest. On Thursday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on 70.475 megs from 7:30 p.m. On Friday, there will be a net on 145.250 megs from 7:30 p.m. and the contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. And that's it. So we move over to Wales. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sally Sports and Social Club from 7:30pm on Tuesday. There'll be a club night on 144.550 megs from 8pm on Wednesday. On Friday there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm hosted by Glyn GW0ANA. Contact is Steve 2W0VOG 07900560080. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm until 9pm at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. Why not join the Monday Evening Net on 145.7125 megs, CTCSS 94.8 with a 600Hz split from 7:30pm. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411 595103 or visit MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Llanidal, Cardiff, postcode CharlieFox.146EchoAlpha at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors and has nets on GB3WB from 9:30pm to 10:30pm most nights of the week. During the summer, the club also has a regular net on 2m SSB. Contact is Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10am. On Tuesday, there'll be a net on 145.375 megs from 8pm. On Tuesday, there'll be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse for an evening of Un-Un and Ballon construction from 7pm. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. And Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8pm at the Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadio, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. New members are welcome. Contact is through mikealphatango.kinonovemberindiagolfhoteltango@gmail.com. And finally, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 megs FM at 3:30pm. On Monday, the Society is holding its summer raffle. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.550 megs from 7:30pm, starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8pm. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30pm on 145.475 megs FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30pm on 145.475 megs FM, moving to 80m SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30pm on 432.220 megs SSB. Contact is Anne 2E1GKY 01242-699-595. Join the day. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.